Modern Woodmen Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodmen Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to Modern Woodmen Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchival joining you as always from the Quad Cities here in the historic John O'Donnell Press Box. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for joining us on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Well, it's a good time to be a River Bandits fan right now. Quad Cities winners of seven straight bowl games, including last night's contest, which punched the ticket for the Bandits. They're now a playoff team in 2024. In a week, they will take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for the Midwest League West title. But first, still four games to go here in the regular season. The Bandits taking on the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Beloit Skycar, for game three of a six-game set tonight. Quad Cities, of course, with wins in each of the first two contests. Tuesday, a 3-0 shutout triumph. Yesterday, not quite a shutout, but still really good. The Bandits won 5-1. The magic number for Quad Cities going into yesterday was 2. They needed a win and a Lake County win over Peoria to secure that playoff spot. That's exactly what the Bandits got done. They won the game, and about 30 minutes later, the captains handed an L to the Chiefs at Dozer Park. And now the Bandits are just going to play out the rest of the regular season and still have a shot to win the Midwest League West Division. Their magic number for that is 2, as they have a 2.5 game lead on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers with 4 games to go. Yesterday's ball game featured no offense until the second half of the ball game. And when I say no offense, I mean no offense. Neither Beloit nor Quad Cities scored a run or recorded a hit until the Bandits took the lead in the bottom of the fifth. Noble Meyer was the starter for the Skycarp. He was outstanding. He had 7 strikeouts in his first 4 scoreless innings, but in the fifth, he issued a leadoff walk to Dustin Dickerson, and then the first hit of the game came courtesy of Sam Kulasingham. One batter later, Omar Hernandez reached on a fielder's choice, and Noble Meyer hit Justin Johnson with a pitch to load the bases. Spencer Nivens drove in a tally with a sack fly, and the Bandits took a 1-0 lead. Xavier Meacham came in out of the bullpen for the Sky Carp, gave up the sack fly, but no runs charged to him. Just the 1 inherited run. He would close out the inning after the 1 tally. Sky Carp came to his aid in the top of the 6th. The Bandit starter Henry Williams went 3 scoreless. Shane Panzini started his day out of the bullpen with 2 scoreless. But in the sixth, Gage Miller drove in a run with an RBI fielder's choice. That tie game would not last long, though. In the bottom half, the Bandits right back to work. They would take advantage of two Skycarp errors and two Skycarp wild pitches to score two runs before Sam Coolisingham came through again with a sac fly of his own. The Bandits took a 4-1 lead onto the seventh. That's where Chase Isbell pitched a scoreless frame in both the seventh and in the eighth. In the bottom of the eighth, the Bandits back in the run column. An RBI single from Coolisingham, who finishes the night 2-for-2 with his first multi-hit and first multi-RBI performance as a River Bandit. And that was plenty of a lead for Isbell to finish off his game and for Chaz Martinez to strand the bases loaded, or rather to strand two men on in the top of the ninth and secure that 5-1 win for Quad Cities. The Bandits' bats have not done a ton this week. They've got 8 runs on 11 hits to the first two games of the series, but that's been enough because for Beloit, well, the Skycarp have just 1 run in 18 innings. They are only hitting 102 to start the week here in Davenport. Shane Panzini earned the win yesterday, doing so out of the bullpen. He's 3-3 on the year now, while Xavier Meacham took the loss, falling to 1-5. Let's go ahead and turn the page to Game 3. It's a Thursday night contest here in the Quad Cities. We'll get you started with the lineup for the Skycarp, the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Beloit is 58-67 overall, 28-34 in the second half, 8 games behind the Bandits in the Western Division, and 22-38 on the road. They're going to keep the lineup pretty similar to what we've seen in the first two games. Leadoff man Colby Shane will play center field. Batting second, the second baseman is Gage Miller. And hitting third, the catcher, Ryan Ignafo. Kemp Alderman will bat fourth and serve as the right fielder. Brock Vredenburg remains the only left-handed hitter in the order for Beloit, batting fifth and playing first. And in the sixth spot, the left fielder, Mark Coley II. Tony Bullard will bat seventh and man the hot corner. Jay Beshears is to his left, playing short and batting eighth. And hitting ninth, making his series debut, it's the designated hitter, Brett Roberts. On the mound for Beloit, it is one of the top 50 prospects in all of baseball and the top prospect in the Marlins organization. Thomas White, the 19-year-old lefty from Raleigh, Massachusetts, will make his 13th start of the year. He began the season with Single-A Jupiter, was great for the Hammerheads, and after getting called up to Beloit in the end of May, picked up right where he left off. White with the Skycarp, 4-3 with a 2.37 ERA, 69 strikeouts in 57 innings. That's a strikeout per nine of just under 11. His mark on the year, 11.2, including his time with Jupiter. White has pitched against the Bandits twice in his high A career, and both outings were really good. His first came back in June. Here in Davenport, he threw 5 scoreless innings, struck out 6. His second appearance on August 15th in Beloit, he only gave up 1 run in 5 innings, but wound up the losing pitcher in the game. Quad Cities won 1-0. We'll continue the look at White's scouting report in just a second. We're now going to turn the page to the Quad Cities River Bandits lineup. They're the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and of course are managed by Brooks Conrad. The Bandits are 66-61 overall, 36-26 in the second half, and 32-29 here in Davenport. Leading off, giving Carson Rockefort a break in center field, it's Spencer Nivens. Blake Mitchell will move up to the two spot. The left-handed hitting catcher has been in the middle third of the order in his first two games with Quad Cities. And then batting third, it's another left-handed bat in the first baseman, Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner bats fourth. He's at third base. Shervin Newton, in at short, will bat fifth. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Omar Hernandez. Sam Coolisingham bats seventh. He's in right field. Davies Nadal bats eighth and plays left. And batting ninth, it's Lisandro Rodriguez, the switch-hitting second baseman. On the mound for the River Bandits, it is the Midwest League Pitcher of the Month for August. He was just named that earlier today. Ethan Bosacker. He's the 23-year-old lefty from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and just like White, He opened up the season in single A, but since getting the call-up to the next level, he's shown no learning curve whatsoever. In fact, he's been better as a bandit than he was with the Columbia Fireflies. Here in high A, Bo Sacker is 7-1, having won each of his last seven ball games, and he has a 1.79 ERA. Bo Sacker with 34 Ks and 45 and a third innings, a high A whip of just .90, and an opponent batting average of an even 200. His last start came on the 29th against Wisconsin up in Appleton. He earned the win, giving up just two runs in five frames. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. First pitch comes your way next, live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Service members and their families for every home game this season. Fans, would you please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem brought to you by Wendell World of Davenport.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air. We welcome you to Modern Woodman Park in Davenport, Iowa, where Quad Cities continues its six-game set against the Beloit Skycarp, the high-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. The Bandits, winners of seven in a row, they punched their ticket to the playoffs yesterday and are riding high going into the final Thursday ball game of the season. Ethan Bosacker, the Midwest League Pitcher of the Month, on the hill, getting the start for the ninth time in a River Bandits uniform and for the 18th time this season after starting the year in single-A Columbia. Bosacker, as I was just mentioning at the tail end of the pregame show, has been outstanding in high A, 7-1 with a 1.79 ERA. You can understand why he earned the honor in the month of August. He posted a 1.80 ERA in August and only allowed hitters a 1.92 average. He has been just electric and a great addition to Brooks Conrad's starting rotation. Top third of the order for Beloit tonight. It's Colby Shade, Gage Miller, and Ryan Ignafo, the same three guys we've seen there since the start of the series on Tuesday. First pitch temperature is going to come in at 78 degrees. It's a little bit muggy out there, a little bit cloudy, and there's a slight breeze blowing in from right field. Not quite as much sunshine as we saw in the first two games this week, but still a solid night for baseball. Colby Shade into the right-handed batter's box. Bosacker ready. First pitch on the way, and it's low for ball one. 6:33 p.m., the official start time tonight. Shade, 0-3 with a walk atop the order yesterday. 1-0, wave and a miss. Good breaking ball. Well, Bosacker throws both a two-seam and a four-seam fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. The 23-year-old is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. 1-1. Just outside, two balls, one strike. Catching him for the first time, at least in a Bandits uniform, Blake Mitchell. Of course, this battery started the year together in the Carolina League. 2-1. Called strike at the top of the zone, 2-2. Great opportunity for Mitchell to make his first high A start behind the plate, doing it with a guy that he's familiar working with. 2-2. Popped in the air, shallow left center field. The shortstop, Newton, ventures out onto the grass and makes the catch chest high for out number one. Well, a good start for Ethan Bosacker. I mentioned his strikeout numbers earlier. On the season, he's averaging just 7 Ks per 9 innings. But just like so many others in the rotation, Oscar Rayo, Henry Williams, he is more than happy to let the defense work behind him. One out, nobody on for Gage Miller now. First pitch, swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Miller, 1-for-3 yesterday. An RBI on a fielder's choice and a double. 0-1. Called strike on the outer half. It is 0-2. Miller's double yesterday. His second in high A. The pitch. Breaking ball pulled foul down the left field line behind the Bandits bullpen. He is the number 16 prospect in the Marlins organization per MLB Pipeline. The Harrisburg, Pennsylvania native, a third-round pick out of Alabama this year. He's one of three 2024 draftees on the Skycarp roster. Bosacker with a new baseball, peers over his glove for the side, and now the 0-2. Down and outside, one ball and two strikes. The rest of the Bandits' defense has Spencer Nivens in center, Nadal in left, Kulasingham in right field. The 1-2. Pulled down the left field line again. That's got distance and height, but it lands foul about 5 feet to the left of the chalk on the warning track. And Miller will have to go back and grab his bat. He was several steps already around first base. Trevor Werner is at third base. Shervin Newton at short. Lisandro Rodriguez at second. Jack Caglione at first, and the aforementioned Mitchell behind the plate. Blake played in the games Tuesday and Wednesday, but was the DH. Another 1-2 from Bosacker. Breaking ball pulled towards third on the ground. Werner picks it up, throws cross diamond to first, and Miller retired 5-3 for the second out. So Gage several times pulling the ball hard down the line, but on the third time, it's a 5-3 ground out to bring up Ryan Ignafo. Ryan, the right-handed hitting catcher, per usual, with the high black socks rocking. Bosacker kicks and fires. Down and away, ball one. Ignafo had himself a 15-game on-base streak going into yesterday, but he went 0-for-4. 1-0. Wave and a miss out in front of a breaking ball. 1-1. He's hitting above 400 against Quad Cities this year. The pitch. Down and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's played a large chunk of his total games in high A against Quad Cities. This is his 6th against the Bandits and just his 22nd as a member of the Skycarp. 2-1 from Bosacker. Breaking ball looped towards left, and it's over Newton, down for a base hit. Nadal will scoop it off the grass, and Ignafo safe with a 2-out single. Now for Bosacker, not a guy that gives up a ton of hits. Just 20 in 30 August innings. His opponent batting average on the year at an even 200. He moves into the stretch to face another right-handed bat in the right fielder, Kemp Alderman. First pitch hit towards right field. Shallow. Rodriguez, the second baseman, going out. Kulasingham rushes in, but Lizzie makes the catch chest high, venturing towards the outfield. And that'll do it for the Skycarp in the first. Nothing comes of the two-out single. No hits. Rather, no runs. One hit, no errors. One man left on. Bandits to the plate in the bottom of the first, ready to face the Marlins' top prospect, the lefty Thomas White. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bottom of the first in downtown Davenport, the River Bandits and Sky Carp just getting started tonight. Leading off for the Bandits, it's the center fielder, Spencer Nivens, who, like the QC starter, Ethan Bosacker, is a reigning player of the month. And it looks like Nivens is going to start in an 0-1 count. He was too slow to get into the box to face Thomas White. So the first pitch is an 0-1, and it's lined down the right field line, fair into the corner. Alderman chases it down on the warning track, but Nivens pulls into second base with a leadoff double. One strike, no problem. 16th of the year for Nivens. And that's a little glimpse as to why Nivens was named August's Player of the Month in the Midwest League. What a special stretch Spencer went on. Of course, the home run, the biggest part to his game. He hit 13 to lead all of baseball. But here a two-bagger to bring up Blake Mitchell. First pitch, breaking ball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Mitchell's followed by Jack Caglione. So the top third of Brooks Conrad's lineup card today features three straight lefties. White pauses at the belt. His 0-1. Breaking ball popped in the air, shallow left field, and the shortstop Bashirs is going to stay on the infield dirt to make the catch and put one away. Mitchell with an 0-for-4 and a golden sombrero yesterday. A ball in play in the first inning tonight, but he's the first out. And up comes first baseman Jack Caglione. An opportunity for baseball fans to watch the Marlins and the Royals' top prospects. Thomas White, Jack Caglione. First pitch. Breaking ball, outer half for strike one. Shea Graham is the home plate umpire for game three of the series. His partner, Jonathan Rector, on the bases and currently stationed behind the mound, keeping tabs on White. 0-1. Fastball high, 1-1. Caglione playing in his 26th game as a professional. All of them here with Quad Cities. He's a 250 hitter with 9 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, and 13 driven in. 1-1. Breaking ball, flared foul down the left side into the bleachers. It's 1-2. Caglione was 1-for-4 in the game yesterday. His lone hit, a 7th-inning single. Put together an amazing series last week against Wisconsin. Led the Midwest League with 6 doubles. 1-2 pitch. Fastball chopped towards third. Bullard grabs it near the bag, throws to first. It's low, but dug out by Vredenburg. He makes the catch to retire Cags, and Niven stays put at second base. Now, sometimes you'll see the third baseman one hop one over like that when the sun is an issue, but that's not the case here at this ballpark. I think just a bad throw from Bullard. The out recorded nonetheless. So Nivens still at second after the leadoff double. Third baseman Trevor Werner now in the box. He'll take the first pitch high. It's want to know. White, just 19 years old, as was the starter for Beloit yesterday. Another blue chip arm in Noble Meyer. 1-0. Tipped into the glove of Ignafo. One ball, one strike. He was the 35th overall pick in 2023, taken out of high school. Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts. He's a native of Raleigh. 1-1. High, two balls, one strike. He was the second player ever drafted out of Phillips Academy, the first since 2004. Signed for just over $4 million. 2-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike at the base of the zone. It's 2-2. White will sit 92-95 with his fastball, but that last heater, 96. And at times, he's been able to ramp it up all the way to 97. Nivens at second. Two outs. The 2-2 pitch to Werner. Fastball up and inside. It's a full count. Still getting underway tonight in Davenport. Skycarp and Bandits scoreless in the bottom of the first. We appreciate you tuning in for some Thursday night baseball. Werner 0-for-4 yesterday. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball. So both teams strand a hit in the first inning. We go to the second, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
First inning in downtown Davenport, Ethan Bosacker back to work against Brock Vredenberg. First pitch of the second inning is outside for ball one. 5-6-7 for Beloit. The lefty Vredenberg, then righties in Coley and Bullard. 1-0 from Bosacker. Again outside, two balls, no strikes. Ethan, 23 years old, a 13th round pick by the Royals out of Xavier last year. His 2-0. Low. Looked like a changeup. It's three balls, no strikes. The Bandits are in the black alternate jerseys today, but Bosacker still with the three-quarters sleeves rocking. 3-1. Rather, the 3-0 is outside. It will not be strike one. Instead, ball four. A rare four-pitch walk to start the inning for Bosacker. Vredenberg down to first with his 23rd walk in 49 games as a Skycar. And it brings up Mark Coley the second. Mark the left fielder, 1-for-3 with a single, and the only run scored for Beloit last night. First pitch. Outer half, a called strike. There's the fastball on the edge. Coley's on the year, batting .213 with 11 homers and 37 driven in. Second on the team in home runs, 0-1. Down and away, runner takes off for second, and Mitchell's throw goes into center field. Nivens got to it quickly, though, so Vredenburg stops after taking 90 feet and picking up his seventh high A stolen base. Well, an aggressive approach from the Skycarp, a bit to be expected tonight, as Blake Mitchell is making his high A debut as far as catching goes. 1-1 count on Coley, the pitch. Down and outside, two balls, one strike. Skycarp are not a very aggressive base-stealing team. Bandits are top four in the league with 172. Beloit with 102 stolen bases. 2-1. Breaking ball, called strike on the inner half. That was almost right down the middle. Two balls, two strikes. Coley has struggled against Quad Cities in his career. Just 5 for 45 against the Bandits. Bo Sackers, 2-2. Got him swinging down on the slider. That actually was the curveball from Bo Sacker. He floated it in at 78 miles an hour. And Coley is Bo Sacker's first strikeout. So both starters with their first K under their belts. A nice response after the steal of second. So a man in scoring position, but one out. Right-handed bat of Tony Bullard in the box. First pitch. Down and away, ball one. Well, Ethan's trying to locate that first pitch slider, but just not happening right now. One of the reasons why he was so effective in the month of August, and just generally this year, his strike rate is one of the best in the Midwest League. 1-0. Popped off the hands, out of play over the first base side. It's one ball and one strike. Here in high A, 66.3% of his pitches have gone for a strike. And there have been multiple starts this year where he's been over 70%. 1-1. Slider. There's a strike. Low inside corner. 1-2. Ethan, even though last week he didn't pound the zone, effective 5 innings of 2-run ball against Wisconsin, only 61% of his pitches went for a strike. But that's the mark of a good pitcher. When you don't have your best stuff, still being able to come through and work a quality outing. 1-2 pitch. Slider pulled over Werner down the third baseline into left field. Vredenburg's going to score. Nadal fires it into second base and holds Bullard to a single, but it's an RBI single, and it gives the Skycarp a 1-0 lead in the second. Bosacker left the curveball middle up. 79 miles an hour. Bullard did not miss it. He picks up his 19th RBI with Beloit. Takes advantage of the stolen base. And puts a man on with one out for the shortstop, Jay Beshears. Another one of those draft picks. First pitch. Down and away. Ball one. Beshears actually traded to the Marlins this year. Started the season in the Padres organization with High A Fort Wayne over in the Midwest League Eastern Division. 1-0. Fouled out of play over first base. It's 1-1. Fort Wayne will not be in playoff contention this year. They are tied with South Bend and Cedar Rapids. Just South Bend for the worst second half record in the league. They're 24-38. 1-1. Again, fouled over the first base side. A ball and two strikes on Beshears. Shortstop hit ninth for Beloit yesterday. Went 0-3. A .224 hitter on the season, including his time in both Fort Wayne and with Beloit. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down on the breaking ball goes Beshears. Well, after hanging one a moment ago, Bosacker leaves the curveball again a touch elevated, but more towards the outer half of the plate. Jay couldn't get a piece of it. Bo Sacker picks up a second strikeout, his second out of the inning, and now faces Brett Roberts for the first time in the series. First pitch. Fly ball, left field, well struck. Nadal back, jumping at the warning track. It's off the base of the wall. Around third base goes Bullard. The throw in is cut off by Rodriguez. It's a two-out RBI double for Brett Roberts and a 2-0 Skycarp lead. Now Brett's playing in his first game in the month of September, and he took the first pitch he saw towards left field and over Nadal's head. It's Roberts' fourth double on the year, his 13th RBI. And this is unfamiliar territory for both Bo Sacker and Quad Cities. They trail early. Back to the top of the lineup in Colby Shade. First pitch popped up, third base side, maybe playable. Mitchell sheds the mask, goes near the dugout, reaches out and makes the catch on the warning track to end the inning. The damage, though, has been done. A couple of big hits from Beloit give the Skycarp a 2-0 lead. Bottom of two next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Lead for Quad Cities as the Bandits bat in their half of the second inning. Switch hitting shortstop, Shervin Newton leads it off against Thomas White and takes a called strike one. Well, this instance here marks the first time in this series the Bandits have stepped to the plate trailing. 0-1 from White. Outside, one ball, one strike. Bandits took a 1-0 lead in the first inning Tuesday, a 1-0 lead in the fifth inning last night. And even though Beloit would tie the game in the sixth, the Bandits would quickly retake the lead in the bottom half. 1-1. That's low. Two balls, one strike. The last time Quad Cities trailed in a game was way back in the series against Wisconsin. 2-1. Line drive, left field, fair, down the line. Coley ranges over, cuts it off, and fires it in, just as Nadal did in the last half inning. Newton held to a single. So good start to the game for Shervin. He spent the last couple of games on the pine. But he extends a hit streak to four games, an on-base streak to five games, and immediately puts the tying run at the plate for the DH, Omar Hernandez. He caught the first two games of the week. First pitch, outside, ball one. The last time the Bandits trailed was last Tuesday Wisconsin beat the Bandits 10-4, took a 5-0 lead in the third, and never looked back. 1-0. Swinging and a miss. Elevated fastball. 1-1. 68th game of the year for Omar. The Bandits' backstop hits .222 with a homer and 18 driven in. He is serving as the designated hitter for the second time this year. He fouls the 1-1 over the right side. It's a ball and two strikes. Skycarp took the lead on an RBI single from Tony Bullard. He plated Brock Vredenberg, who drew a leadoff walk, stole second, and came in to score on the knock. Two batters later, Brett Roberts scored Bullard with an RBI double. He swung at the first pitch he saw in the month of September. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Hernandez down on strikes, the fastball powered by him, and there's one away. That was 96 on the radar gun. White's been sitting there comfortably to start the ball game. And now he gets the switch hitter Sam Kulasingham. Cooley was the brightest spot offensively in a pitching-dominated game yesterday. First pitch. High for ball one. Kulasingham went 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, an RBI, a run scored. And he was also hit by a pitch once. Newton held it first by Vredenberg. 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes. And with his hits yesterday, Kulasingham now has a 9-game hit streak. Mind you, this is his 17th game with Quad Cities. White's 2-0. Sky down the right field line, slicing towards the bullpen. Alderman onto the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch, and throws a bullet towards second base, keeping Newton at first, who was considering advancing. Instead, two away, and a man still at first. And left fielder Davies Nadal striding towards home plate. Former Pirates farmhand getting the start in left field in the lineup for the first time this week. Left on left, the first pitch. Slider taken for strike one. Last game Nadal played in was last Saturday in Appleton. Went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's playing in his 51st game this year. 0-1. Fastball swung at and missed. It's quickly 0-2. Nadal has played some third base, played some second base, but mostly left for the Bandits this year. .35 of his 51 games have had him in left field. He's right up there for the team lead in outfield assists. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down on the fastball. Again, White sitting 95-96. He's got three strikeouts in back-to-back scoreless innings. Off to the second, still 2-0 Skycarp on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
top of the third inning at Modern Woman Park. Kyle Kirchival welcoming you back into the River Bandits Baseball Network. Appreciate you spending part of your Thursday with us here in Davenport. Skycart back to the plate, 2-3 and 4 to face Ethan Bosacker. They tagged the right-hander for the game's first two runs in the last inning. Gage Miller leads off the inning. He takes a slider outside for ball one. Sun setting over the first base side of the ballpark, per usual. A little bit of sun on the field, but mostly up against the Ferris wheel above the left field berm. 1-0. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. The wind has died down a touch. It was actually blowing out before the game started, then in around first pitch. 2-0. Popped up third base side. Blake Mitchell and Trevor Werner into foul territory. And Trevor will make the catch. A little bit in front of the coach's box. Miller's retired for the first out of the inning. There's also some sun on the center field batter's eye. But that wind just kind of lightly pushing the flag back and forth. One out, nobody on for Ryan Ignafo. First pitch, way in front of a breaking ball. Strike one. 24-year-old catcher, a 20th round pick by the Marlins a year ago. 0-1. This time, the slider outside. One ball, one strike. Ignafo had his 15-game on-base streak snapped yesterday, but he started a new one in the first inning today. Little two-out single for the first of three Skycarp hits thus far. Bosacker's 1-1. High fly, left center field, into the alley goes Nivens, onto the track. He reaches up and makes the catch right in front of the Suburban construction sign. And that's allowed out number two.
Next up, number five, Kent Alder.
So nice swing from Ignafo, who's got some good pop. Just not enough there. And now Kemp Alderman in the right-handed box. A top 15 prospect in the Marlins organization. First pitch to him is a little bit low and away. Ball one. He popped up to second his first time up. Lisandro Rodriguez chased it down in shallow right. 1-0. Chopped to third. Werner plays the hop, sets his feet, throws cross time into first, and gets it there in time for out number three. Four straight retired for Ethan Bosacker. A three up, three down third. Bottom half next. 2-0 Skycarp on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Modern Woodman Park, Quad Cities back to the plate against Thomas White, the lefty from Raleigh, Massachusetts. He gets the switch hitting second baseman Lisandro Rodriguez to open the frame. First pitch, a swing, and it's fouled into the screen for strike one. The Lizzie's from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. one of the younger guys on the high A roster. 21-year-old has been in the Royals system since 2019. 0-1 pitch. Fastball, right center field, over the jumping Miller and into the grass. A leadoff single for Lisandro Rodriguez, and the Bandits have a leadoff hit for the third straight inning tonight. But White has, in each of the first two appearances, responded with three straight outs. So the table set for the leadoff hitter, Spencer Nivens, making a rare appearance at the top spot of the order. First pitch, slider, outer half, a called strike. Nivens led off the first with an automatic strike. Didn't get into the box quick enough, but then on the first official pitch he saw, he doubled into right field. Throw to first, Rodriguez back on the dive. For Nivens, this is just his second game batting leadoff, his first at home. This spot normally occupied by Justin Johnson, at least over the last couple of weeks. 0-1. High and away, one ball, one strike. Carson Rockefeller usually plays center field. He just eclipsed the 1,000 inning mark in center a couple of days ago, and maybe that's part of the reason why Brooks Conrad's giving him the night off. 1-1. Outside, delayed steal, Rodriguez. He slides towards second. The ball not held onto by Beshears. It was a pretty good throw from McNaffo, but Rodriguez is going to get his second high A stolen base. Beshears a little bit late to get over towards second. Rodriguez caught him by surprise, clearly. Here's the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Rodriguez timing out the delayed steal, and he was hung out to dry until the ball was not held onto. 2-1, skipped over to first, knocked down by Vredenberg. The ball back to White, and he's got no play. Nivens is safe, and Rodriguez up to third. It's a two-hit start for Nivens, who, again, put some power on a ball to the right side. A little short hopper ate up Vredenberg. And he unintentionally kind of scooped the ball back towards the pitcher's mound. So two in scoring position, rather two on base. Men at the corners, no one out for Blake Mitchell, the catcher. First pitch, high for ball one. Well, Nivens went into the game yesterday with an 18-game hit streak, had it snapped, and is now 2-for-2 today. The pitch, called strike, top of the zone, 1-1 on Mitchell. Blank, one for his first eight here in Quad Cities. Well, technically one for his first nine if you include the pop-up in the first inning today. Had his first high A hit Tuesday. 1-1, loop towards left field. There's his second. A base hit that scores Rodriguez and cuts the Skycarp lead down to one. 2-1 Beloit in the bottom of the third. But Blake Mitchell with a nice, easy opposite field swing. Kind of flicked the bat head through the zone, and he winds up with his first high A RBI. Three straight hits to open the inning for Quad Cities. Nivens to second, Mitchell at first, and two ducks on the pond for Jack Caglione, another top prospect. First pitch, fouled into Ignafo at strike one. Caglione with a five-game on-base streak rolling right now. I mentioned he's a .250 hitter in his first 25 games in high A, but in these last five games, he's hitting .304 with a triple and four doubles. He grounded out to third his first time up today. Here's the 1-0, or the 0-1 rather. It's a slider for a called strike. Now no balls and two strikes on the former Gator. Quad Cities trails 2-1, but with the three hits to open up this inning, they're now out hitting Beloit 5-3 to start the game. White looks to second and delivers. Fastball down and away. Caglione laid off of 96. A 21-year-old from Tampa, Florida. Sixth overall pick in this year's draft, selected as a two-way player. 1-2, line drive center field, another base hit. Shade plays it on two hops. Everybody advances 90 feet. And Quad Cities has rattled off four straight knocks to begin this inning and loaded the bases for the cleanup man, Werner. Four straight singles for the River Bandits, and now Beloit's going to send its pitching coach, Jason Erickson, out to the hill. Just one extra base hit in the first six for the Bandits today. But they've loaded them up with nobody out. And right as Beloit takes its first lead of the series, Quad Cities responding one frame later. White has three strikeouts in the ballgame. His first was of Werner in the first. Trevor with 52 driven in 116 games this year. High blue socks, black sleeve on his right arm. After the meeting, first pitch, grounded to second. Miller flips to Beshears for one. No throw to first. In to score is Nivens, and it ties the game. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Werner. Go ahead and give him his 53rd RBI. And Mitchell advances to third on the play. Caglione retired, 4-6. And Sherman Newton now looking to put the Bandits in front. Shervin with a single to lead off the second inning. Switch hitter batting right-handed against the southpaw. First pitch. Breaking ball low and inside. Newton has 15 RBIs this year. Five homers in 29 games with Quad Cities this summer. 1-0, chop back over the pitcher. Second baseman Miller fields, throws to first, gets the out, but in to score is Mitchell. Quad Cities now has a 3-2 lead. Put the ball in play, good things will happen. Got the big hop over White. Long way to go for Miller at second base. And although he eventually got there and picked up the out, the run scores, and a man moves into scoring position with two outs for Omar Hernandez. First pitch, breaking ball, inner half, and at the top of the zone for strike one. Hernandez is the seventh hitter in the inning for QC. A strikeout victim back in the second. 0-1. High fly, left center field. Shade is back. Deep into the alley, at the wall, he reaches up and makes the catch, crashing into the Mountain Dew sign. Hernandez gave it a ride, but White eventually gets out of the inning, but not before the Bandits take a 3-2 lead. Off to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
tonight, Sky Carp took a 2-0 lead in the second. The Bandits take a 3-2 lead into the fourth. Brock Vredenberg leads it off against Ethan Bosacker, and he swings through a changeup for strike one. Sky Carp's only lead of the series thus far lasts one inning. Bandits, as they've so often done in the last month, quickly responding 0-1. Check swing. Pitch was low. The appeal, he did not go. Jonathan Rector says it's ball one. Blake Mitchell drove in the first run of the game for Quad Cities with an RBI single. The pitch. Low inside corner, a called strike two. Jack Caglione then picked up a single of his own before Trevor Werner plated Nivens with an RBI fielder's choice. 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. That tied the game. And then one batter later, Shervin Newton gave the Bandits a 3-2 lead with an RBI on a ground out. Bosacker looking for that third K. He's got the 2-2. The pitch. Chopper back towards the hill over Bosacker. It's past Rodriguez at second base. And Vredenberg is safe at first. That's probably going to be a base hit for Beloit. That was not an easy play for either party involved. It was over Bosacker. And for Rodriguez, he came charging in hard over at second base. And right now, looks like they're charging him with an error. So it's going to be an E4, not a base hit for Vredenberg. A man on for Marcoli, who fouls the first pitch into the screen. Coley with a swinging strikeout back in the second inning. Vredenberg, after walking in the second, stole second. Not going here. The 0-1. Wave and a miss on a slider. 0-2. The Aaron Rodriguez, his first as a member of the River Bandits. Rodriguez had 8 with Columbia this year. Here's the right-hander's 0-2. Outside, 1-2. Through 3-plus innings thus far, Bosacker's given up 2 runs on 3 hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. That pitch just put him over the half-century mark for total pitches on the night. 1-2, high fly ball, left field. It's going to stay in the yard. Nadal to his left, camps underneath it, and makes the catch for the first out. Vredenberg back to first. Just got under that one. Fastball, middle, out. And up comes Tony Bullard. RBI single for Tony in the second. It was the first run of the ball game. First run in yesterday's game didn't come until the fifth inning. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Bullard chased in the dirt. Strike one. And with that sun still setting, the clouds above head with a slight pinkish glow to them now. One of those picturesque modern Woodman Park sunsets. Throw over to first. Vredenberg back with a dive. Lights have been on since the start of the ball game, but you're just now starting to see the effect of them. The lights on the Ferris wheel, Frog Hopper, and Carousel, though, just turned on. 0-1. There goes Vredenberg. Pitch is low and away. No throw to second from Mitchell. He lost a handle on the baseball. Vredenberg with 2 stolen bases in the first 4 innings of the ball game tonight. He's got just 6 with the Sky Carp this year. So that gets rid of the conventional double play threat and puts the tying run in scoring position. Now the 1-1 to Bullard. Pulled foul in between Billy Gardner Jr. and Trevor Werner down the third base side. Mentioned Billy and his baseball history. He's the ultimate baseball lifer, the son of Billy Gardner Sr. 1-2. In the dirt, knocked down by Mitchell. He got to it quickly, and Vredenburg stays at second base. 2-2 count on Bullard. Billy Gardner Sr., just like his son, player and a manager, spent time with a number of different franchises in his career and managed the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals at one point. 2-2. Down the left field line, foul into the Bandits' bullpen. That just missed extra bases. And before his managerial career, Gardner was a two-time World Series champion, once with the New York Giants, of course the baseball version in 1954, and once in 1961. 2-2. Another one pulled foul into the netting in front of the bleacher section. Gardner, a World Series champ with the Yankees in 61. 2-2. Up and in. Bullard gets the hands out of the way, and the count goes full. Unfortunately, Billy Gardner Sr. no longer with us, but lived to the ripe age of 96. 3-2. Just inside, ball four. Bosacker couldn't quite get it through the front door, and Bullard reaches for the second time tonight. With one out, that's not the worst thing in the world. It puts the double play back in order after the steal. And Bosacker will go after Jay Beshears, whom he struck out back in the second. 3-2 lead for Quad Cities. We're in the top of the fourth tonight. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Fastball, lower outside corner, strike one. Bandits leading Beloit in the hit and run column. 3-2 in the run, 6-3 in the hit. Quad Cities just committed the game's only error a few plays ago. A one. Cut on and missed. Breaking ball down and away. Beshears chased, and it's 0-2. Jay, just 22 years old, a Naples, Florida native. The pitch. In the dirt, smothered by Mitchell. Rolled out in front of him a little bit, but he used the full body to make sure that one didn't get past him. It'll be interesting to see how much catching Mitchell does as we wind down the season. I have to imagine the veteran, quote-unquote, Omar Hernandez will probably get most of the innings behind the plate, while Mitchell will serve as the DH. 1-2. Check swing and a foul ball down the first base side. Beshears nearly tucked that one fair unintentionally. Instead, the count holds. Mitchell's pretty familiar, though, with Quad City's staff. Several of the guys on this roster opened the year with the Fireflies. 1-2. One hopper over to short, grabbed by Newton. Over to second for one. Lizzie's throw to first in time. A double play. 104th twin killing on the year for the Bandits infield. They have been terrific all season long in that category. Couple stranded for Beloit. Technically one stranded, but two base runners left out there as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Quad Cities with a 3-2 lead.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
City's back to the plate for the bottom of the fourth. A couple of base runners for Beloit in the last half inning, but Ethan Bosacker works around him. Quad City's led off by Sam Coolisingham in their half of the frame. They're still facing the lefty Thomas White, the top prospect in the Marlins system. First pitch, breaking ball, inner half for strike one. Well, in between innings, our official scorer tonight, Tony Hot Rod Huntley, popped into the booth. Let me know that there is a scoring change from the last half frame. 0-1. Slider called strike at the knees, 0-2. They're going to change Rodriguez's error to a base hit for Brock Vredenburg. So he's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk in the 5 spot today. 0-2. Coolisingham chased in the dirt, strike 3. Nasty sequence from White, and there's quickly one gone in the home half of the fourth. Well, that's a much better start than any of the previous three for White today. Gave up a leadoff double in the first, leadoff singles in the second and third. But in the fourth, Coolisingham down on strikes after just 3 pitches. Now left on left, Davies Nadal takes a fastball way too high. It's 1-0. Davies, a strikeout victim himself back in the second. The pitch. Fastball, outer half, a called strike one. White so far, 3 1/3. 3 runs allowed on 6 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. That last pitch, his 50th in the ballgame. 1-1. Fouled back to the screen. Good cut from Nadal, but it's 1-2. Davies, just 22 years old, from San Pedro de Macorís in the DR. Acquired by the Royals via trade in December of 2023. 1-2. Slider looped towards right center. It's over Miller for a base hit. Nice swing from Nadal. White tried to come in with that slider and maybe didn't bury it as much as he would have liked to. That was at the knees, if not above the knees, and Nadal with a good approach gets it into right field. So a one out single puts a man on for the 9-hole hitter, Lisandro Rodriguez. A single, a stolen base, and a run for him in the 9 spot. A productive first appearance. The pitch, high and away, ball one. Rodriguez with a lot of yellow in the wardrobe for Quad Cities. Yellow shin guard, yellow batting gloves, and a yellow sleeve on his right arm. 1-0. Foul down the first base side. A tardy cut on the fastball. It's 1-1. Of course, Rodriguez, mostly with single-A Columbia this year, and that firefly yellow looks pretty good. Here's a look down onto the river here at Modern Woman Park. Little barge activity. 1-1. Check swing. A tough cut at the breaking ball. And Rodriguez all out of sorts. 1-2. Goodness gracious. White with a back foot slider as the Ingram Barge Company continues to patrol the riverways. What it's hauling? Couldn't tell you. One, two. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base. Sails into center field. Nadal immediately up to third. And now they're signaling interference on Rodriguez. And that's going to end the inning. Lizzie was way out in front of that pitch and stepped right in front of Ryan Ignoffo. It's going to end the inning. So despite allowing a one-out single, White faces the minimum. It's strike him out, throw him out with an asterisk. We go to the top of five. Bandits up 3-2.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the fifth inning at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities with a 3-2 lead over the Beloit Sky Carp. Kyle Kercheval welcoming you back to the historic John O'Donnell Press Box. Game 3 of 6 between these two Western Division West opponents, or Midwest League West opponents, I should say. Brett Roberts, a swing and a miss on the first pitch of the frame from Ethan Bosacker. Now the 0-1 is low, 1-1. Another early cut from Roberts, who picked up an RBI double in the second inning on the first pitch he saw. 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1. Roberts now with hits in 4 straight ball games, but tonight playing in just his first game in the month of September. 2-1. Called strike. Low outside corner. 2-2. Through 4 innings, Bosacker's allowed 2 runs on 4 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. The pitch. Called strike 3. Got him looking on the low inside corner. And that breaking ball perfectly placed. Bosacker picks up his 3rd strikeout of the game. And gets some revenge after the RBI double earlier. Now that said, Bosacker's pitch count over 70. The Bandits are getting the bullpen active for the first time tonight. Back to the top of the order, Colby Shade. He'll take a called strike 1. Center fielder for the Sky Carp with 2 pop-ups to begin the night. Here's the pitch. Fouled over the first base dugout. Quickly 0-2. Twilight skies upon us in Davenport. Still a few wispy clouds visible in the dusk. But fly balls now a little bit more challenging visually. 0-2. Outside with the slider. 1-2. Colby Shade, a 252 hitter, and now 30 games with the Sky Carp this year. The pitch. Fly ball, left field. That should be a can of corn for Nadal. Just a step or two back. Now he's under it. And Shade is a quick second out. Bosacker with a double play to end the fourth inning. A couple of quick outs here in the fifth. And if he were to complete this frame, it would be Bosacker's 13th in his last 14 starts, where he's gone 5-plus innings. As Gage Miller takes a called strike. His durability and in-game longevity, so to speak. Outstanding. 0-1. Tapped foul to the right side. 0-2. His pitch count on the year, or rather his innings count, well over 100. He's now into the 120s and still going strong. 0-2. Just down and away. Good take by Gage. One ball, two strikes. Like the man before him, Colby Shade, he steps to the plate in the fifth, 0-2. Bosacker wheels and deals. Outside with a heater, two balls, two strikes. Right-hander comes home again. Ground ball, third base, snagged on a hop by Werner. Backhand pickup, strong throw to first, inning over. That's a 1-2-3 frame for Ethan Bosacker, and it was perhaps his last. If it is, he will depart in line for the win as Quad Cities has a 3-2 advantage halfway through the ballgame. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Set to begin the bottom of the fifth here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchvill welcoming you back to downtown Davenport. Ethan Bosacker likely done after five innings. Starter for the Sky Carp, Thomas White, entering his fifth. He's responsible for three runs on seven hits, no walks, five strikeouts. And if he's to complete five frames this evening, he'll have to venture back through the top third of the Bandits lineup. Nivens, Mitchell, and Caglione set to hit. Nivens 2-for-2 with a double and a single. First pitch, cut on and missed for strike one. I mentioned earlier, Nivens' hit streak came to an end yesterday. It was snapped after 18 games. 0-1. High again. This time, Nivens lays off. It's 1-1. The mark ties Wisconsin's Yadier Arenado, the league's leading hitter for the longest hit streak in the league this year. 1-1. Just outside, two balls and one strike. Nivens hit .411 during the stretch with a .1378 OPS. 30 total hits in those 18 games, including nine homers. 2-1. Called strike, gets 2-2. And not only does he tie Arenado for the league's longest this year, but it's Quad City's longest hit streak since all the way back in 2006 when a former big leaguer, Shane Robinson, would hit in 21 consecutive games. That's back when the Bandits were a Cardinals affiliate. 2-2. Fouled over the screen. We'll do it again. Quad Cities also swing of the Quad Cities back at that time. Robinson, a fifth-round pick by the Cardinals in 2006 out of Florida State. Made his professional debut in Davenport, put up some solid numbers. 2-2 again. Crushed right field. Alderman back towards the patio. He's got to play it off the base of the wall. Shades there to throw it in, and Nivens back to second with another double, his second of the game, and he is 3-for-3 atop the lineup. Nearly hit it over the wall for his 19th home run of the year. Instead, his double count up to 17. You snap the man's hit streak, and he comes back at you with a vengeance. Three hits off one of the top young left-handed arms in the minors. Now Blake Mitchell in. He takes a slider for strike one. I think that just sums up where Nivens is at here in the second half. Left-on-left matchup, doesn't matter. 3-for-3, two doubles, a single, a run scored back in the third. A one. Fastball taken for strike two. Mitchell also scored a run in the third, but did so after picking up his first River Bandits RBI. Plated Lisandro Rodriguez on a single. It was over the shortstop's head. 0-2. Fastball just outside. A great pitch from White, but a better take by Blake. 20-year-old catcher from Clear Lake, Texas. Got a chance to celebrate a playoff clinching win with the Bandits last night. 1-2. In the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. I'm sure there's a part of Blake that wishes he could finish off the season with the guys in Columbia where he spent most of the year, but an awesome opportunity for him to join a playoff push in QC. Hang around some guys who have been through some really low lows and some super high highs this year. 2-2. Line drive, center field. Shade, though, right there. He makes the catch. Nivens thought about tagging, but will hold up. A terrific throw into center, or in from center. And there's one away. Mitchell's had a couple of hard swings like that, a couple of good swings that have hit the ball hard, but he's yet to pick up his first extra base hit. It'll come. Speaking of extra base hits, here's Jack Caglione. The number 18 prospect in baseball going against the number 45 prospect. Today, Jack 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Took him above the zone with 95 on the gun. Now some activity in Beloit's bullpen. Right-handers going for both Quad Cities and the Sky Carp as we're in the fifth inning. 3-2 Quad Cities. A one high off the glove of Ignafo. And Nivens is going to advance to third without a throw. It's going to be a wild pitch on Thomas White. That is, believe it or not, Thomas's first wild pitch here in high A. And he's up over 60 innings with the Sky Carp. Rarely control issues for him. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. White came off the mound bizarrely. Kind of stumbled over by the third base side of the hill, but gets the ball back from Ignafo and settles in. Pitch clock ticking down from 8. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him on strikes. Caglione can't catch up to the elevated fastball. White picks up his fifth strikeout, second out of the frame. And up comes Trevor Werner. Trevor contributing to the three-run third inning with an RBI on a fielder's choice, his 53rd of the season. The pitch. Cut on and miss. Strike one. Werner with now two RBIs in the series. Had the go-ahead RBI double on Tuesday. 0-1. Slider low and inside. One ball, one strike. through 4 2/3 innings. White's pitch count now up over 70. He's been comfortable working into the mid-80s for Beloit. Here's his 1-1. Wave and a miss. Terrific changeup. It's 1-2. That pitch sits in the low 80s and has a ton of fade to it. Perfect thing to throw on the low outside corner to a right-handed hitter. He's got that 80-mile-an-hour curveball, a upper 90s fastball. Everything repertoire-wise leads you to believe that this guy is going to be a dude, so to speak. 1-2. Fly ball, right field corner, slicing by the bullpen. Gets out of play over by the Party Plaza. Nivens was hustling home either way. Three-two lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the fifth. A man in scoring position for Werner, trying to battle in this 1-2 count. White trying to pick up his sixth K of the night. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. It's held on to by Ignafo. Strike three. So Nivens left stranded at third, and the Bandits' lead remains just one. Off to the sixth. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
The sixth at Modern Woodman Park, a new pitcher on the hill taking over for the starter Ethan Bosacker. It's Tommy Molsky, the 21-year-old from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, who tonight makes both his River Bandits and his professional debut. Former OSU Cowboy and Big 12 champ, a 12th round pick by the Royals this year, and he, like several of his teammates out there tonight, makes his pro debut here in High A. First batter he faces, Brian Ignafo. First pitch is high, ball one. He'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Ignafo, Alderman, and Vredenberg. Here's the right-hander's 1-0. Chopped off the plate, Molsky fields the high hop, throws over to first, and gets it to Caglione in time. There's one away. First professional out recorded by Molsky. Well, he was drafted out of Oklahoma State. As I mentioned, won the Big 12 championship this year, but played just one season as a Cowboy. His first two professional seasons at Penn State. Kemp Alderman now the batter to face him. Right on right, first pitch. Line drive, right field, the base hit. Nice opposite field cut. Inside out's a 94-mile-per-hour heater. And Alderman's got his first knock of the ball game. And it also snaps an 0-for-8 start to the series. Final line for the starter, Bosacker. Ethan goes 5 innings once again. What's new? Allows two runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Into the stretch goes Molski. First pitch to Vredenburg is strike 1. Well, Tommy from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, went to high school at Northern York. A 3-year letter winner there in baseball. Was the team captain. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. After his senior season, he was named first team all-conference and ranked the number 6 pitcher in the state of Pennsylvania by Perfect Game. Eventually took his talents to the Big Ten. 1-1. Outside, nice stop by Mitchell. Waves the glove aside and snags 1. Molski fits in well here with Iowa. Not only a great baseball player, but competed in both wrestling and football in high school. Those are big around here. 2-1, that's crushed. Deep right field, Kulasingham's just going to watch it go. Brock Vredenburg unloads to right field, and just like that, the Skycarp are back in front. It's 4-3 in the sixth. Man, oh man, that was crushed. 107 off the bat, 431 feet towards the Mississippi. Vredenburg now 2-for-2 in the ball game. That homer, his 6th here in high A. RBI count up to 25. So after the inning opening out, Molski gives up a single and a homer. Now faces Mark Coley the second, who takes inside. Got a chance to talk to Tommy briefly before the game today. He was excited to finally get out there today after spending the first 2 days in the bullpen. 1-0, chopped foul off the fence, or rather the roof of the third base dugout. Rolls out in front onto the warning track. It's got to be tough to watch all those guys pitch, anticipating your pro debut. 1-1. Pulled down the left field line with some velocity. It is fair, two-hopping the wall. Coley around first, stopping at second. He's got a one-out double. Another hard-hit ball for the Skycarp. It winds up Coley's 14th two-bagger of the year. And now Beloit is struck for 3 straight hits against the new right-hander. That was breaking ball, middle in, 86. And Coley turned on it nicely. Now Molski turns his attention to Tony Bullard, who's off to a good start today. An RBI single and a run scored in the second, a walk in the fourth. First pitch. Inside, 1. In addition to his time spent playing D1 college baseball, Molski spent parts of 2 summers in the Cape Cod Baseball League, a 2-time Chatham Angler. Long look at second base, the 1-0. Inside, and a pitch clock violation is going to be charged to Molski. 1 either way, but officially in the books is an automatic 1. Of course, Tommy now having to get used to pitching with that clock in play. Not something you had to deal with in Stillwater. 2-0. Foul tipped into the glove of Mitchell. It's 2-1. Of course, the Cape Cod League with a number of different teams. Got a chance to spend 2 summers with the Bourne Braves. But Chatham is probably the most recognizable one. Throwback to second. Back with a dive is Mark Coley. If you've ever seen the movie Summer Catch, that's the team portrayed. Four-three lead for the Skycarp in the top of the sixth. 2-1. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw to third. Not in time. Coley got a terrific jump. Mitchell fired it down there. But the Skycarp now have stolen three bases in the game. Coley grabs his team-leading 30th of the year. And that puts him just outside of the league's top 10. So now Bullard watches the infield squeeze him. And a third, one out. Molsky needs a strikeout here. 2-2. Flared over the screen, out of play. Bandits are still out hitting the Skycarp, 8-7 in the ball game, but Beloit's rattled off three straight, including a two-run homer from Vredenburg. 2-2 once more. Pulled foul down the left field line, nearly hit Coley. With a hop, skip, and a jump, he somehow got out of the way. He was deep into foul territory, though, and that's where you're supposed to be. If you're hit by the baseball on the right side of the chalk, you're out. If you're hit in foul territory, well, maybe just a bruise, but at least you're safe. 2-2. Fly ball, center field, Nivens jogging in. Behind it, he makes the catch. Coley tags from third. Throw to the plate's not going to get him. 5-3 lead for Beloit. Tony Bullard with a sack fly. And Beloit now with a three-run inning against Molsky. Second RBI of the game for Bullard, his 20th of the season. That was not a bad pitch by Molsky. Off speed, bottom of the zone. But Bullard got the bat underneath it. Base is empty. Jay Beshears now the hitter. With two outs, he takes a slider for strike one. And Beshears looking to turn around his night. 0-2 with a strikeout and a double play ball. Next pitch, way low and outside, 1-1. A right-hander continues to throw in the Beloit bullpen, likely indicating the end of the day for Thomas White is upcoming. 1-1. Soft fly ball, right center field, long run in for Kulasingham. He lays out. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. He slid over the glove but secured the baseball and secures the first professional inning of work for Tommy Molsky. Beloit, though, has gotten to the new guy three times. A two-run homer from Brock Vredenburg, a sack fly from Tony Bullard to put the Skycarp up 5-3.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Bottom of the sixth here at Modern Woman Park. Bandits back to work at the plate. They're facing the newly inserted right-hander Gabe Bierman, who's listed on the roster at number 34, but I guess wearing 15 tonight. Shervin Newton with a single and an RBI in his first two plate appearances. He swings through a changeup and falls behind 0-2. Bierman taking over for Thomas White. Five-inning start for Beloit. Gave up three runs. Struck out seven. 0-2. Low and away with a changeup. Bierman's 25 years old, a seventh-round pick by the Marlins in 2021. A guy who's spent some time recently with Beloit, but's technically here on a minor league rehab. 1-2 pitch. Chopped foul in the batter's box. Count holds. Now Bierman pitching for Beloit in each of the last three seasons. Spent some time this year with Jupiter before continuing his rehab with the Sky Car. 1-2. Flying over the left side, out of play. Newton stays alive. This is Bierman's fourth season in the minor leagues. Seventh round pick out of Indiana. He was in the Big Ten, just like Tommy Molsky was. Spent most of his time last season with Beloit, posting a 3.46 ERA in 91 innings, working as a starter. He's made 54 career minor league appearances, just 9 of them out of the bullpen. But again, this is technically a rehab tonight, and looks like Newton's in some pain over on the right side of the home plate circle. He's stretching out his midsection. First base coach, Chris Corbett in. Evan Dominguez now out of the third base dugout to check on the shortstop. Must have happened mid-swing. Something just didn't feel right. And Newton's kind of rubbing his midsection. Not sure if there's a replay we've got queued up in the production room or not. But I'm curious what exactly took place, if we'd even be able to tell. Brooks Conrad has now joined the discussion out in front of the first base dugout, and it's generally a lot of smiles. But Newton's still in some discomfort, stretching his right arm back and forth. Quad Cities has guys available on the bench. Dustin Dickerson available along with Justin Johnson if some infield help is necessary. But it looks like after brief conversation, he's going to go back into the batter's box. Maybe Newton had something for dinner earlier that didn't exactly agree with him. I don't know. 1-2 count. Bierman back to work. Here's the pitch. Down and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shifted towards right, playing Newton to pull. First baseman Vredenburg near the chalk. 2-2. Ground ball right side. It's through. A base hit. No discomfort on that cut from Newton. That looked pretty solid. He's safe at first base with his second single of the game. So it's a multi-hit effort now for Shervin Newton, his seventh this season for Quad Cities. And with still nobody out, here's the game-tying run. Omar Hernandez, 0-for-2, serving as the DH today. Bierman delivers. Breaking ball high and in off the glove of Ignafo and back behind home plate. Newton advancing to second base on what's probably going to be a wild pitch charged to Bierman. So a strange start to this inning, but all things considered, a good one for QC. Bierman looks back to Newton, the 1-0. Flared foul into the netting over by the first base dugout. Skycarp scored their three runs in the last inning, primarily on one swing. Two-run homer off the bat of Brock Vredenburg. And after a Mark Coley double, Tony Bullard brought him in with a sac fly. Coley stole third to get there. 1-1. Fly ball right center field. Shade into the alley. Makes the catch. Newton back to second base and not advancing. Now Hernandez still looking for that first hit of the week after three hits in the game last Sunday against Wisconsin. And now here's Sam Kulasingham. Switch hitter for the Bandits with a really nice diving catch in right field during the last half inning. Took away a hit from Jay Beshears. Sam continuing to look comfortable in the outfield despite spending most of his time in college in the infield. First pitch. That's high for ball one. Despite the nice catch, he has yet to reach base today. 0 for 2 with a strikeout against Thomas White in the fourth. Still in the midst of that 9-game hit streak where he's batting 355. 1-0 from Bierman. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and no strikes. During the next inning, we'll check in with the rest of the Midwest League scoreboard. It's not nearly as interesting tonight as all the playoff spots have been secured. Everyone's just wrapping up the regular season action. 2-0. Foul tip into the glove of Ignafo. Two balls, one strike. Fortunately for Quad Cities, who trails in this one, Peoria leads Lake County 8-3 tonight. Bandits secured their playoff spot with a win themselves and a Peoria loss yesterday. 2-1. Low and inside, three balls and one strike. As far as Kansas City Royals farm system goes, only one game's gone final, and that was the first of two between Omaha and Memphis tonight. 3-1. Wave and a miss out in front of a changeup. Redbirds took the first half of the twin bill, 3-1. The teams tied at one in the third inning of game two. Bierman sets at the chest, 3-2. Bouncer to second, Miller slides, knocks it down with the backhand, picks it up, but has no throw. Everybody is safe. And that should be a base hit for Kulasingham. Miller, the second baseman, sliding up towards the middle, knocked it down with the glove, but never secured it cleanly. Newton's up to third. Kulasingham is actually going to reach on what's being charged, or ruled, I should say, an error on Miller. So, man at the corners for Davies Nadal. And he'll swing under a high fastball. He's behind 0-1. The error on Miller, his second of the season. He committed his first error in the sixth inning yesterday. 0-1, swing and a miss. Nadal's looking for something up to send him to the outfield, but what Bierman's throwing him is way too high. An 0-2 count. Bierman in the driver's seat. Bandits with the tying runs on base. Nadal represents the go-ahead run. 0-2. Upstairs. This time, Nadi lays off. It's a ball and two strikes. 8-hole hitter for Brooks Conrad, 1-for-2, a strikeout in the second, a single in the fourth. Bierman kicks and fires, runner at first goes, swing and a miss at the plate, throw to second, not going to get Kulasingham. No strike him out, throw him out, but Nadal is the second out. Bierman gets his first K, and Kula Singham grabs his third stolen base. And it brings up Lisandro Rodriguez, who's looking to come through with two gone.
Next up, number three, Lisandro Rodriguez.
Switch hitting second baseman, one for two. Single, a stolen base, and a run scored in the third. Thomas White struck out Rodriguez in the fourth for one of his seven Ks on the night. First pitch, bouncer weakly to second base. Miller's got this one cleanly. Throw to first is in time to end the inning. Bandits strand two in scoring position in their half of the sixth. We go to 7-5-3 Skycarp.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top seven at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities with a 5-3 deficit to work with. They put the tying runs in scoring position in the last half inning, but Gabe Bierman able to strand them both and put Beloit back to the plate against Tommy Molsky. Right-hander faced six batters in his first professional frame. Gave up three runs. Brett Roberts leads off this inning and takes outside for ball one. 9-1 and 2 for Billy Gardner Jr. Roberts 1 for 2 with an RBI double back in the second. Molsky works out of the windup. Here's his 2-0. Wave and a miss. Roberts a 2-13 hitter for Beloit this year. The 2-1. Cut on and missed. Molsky with that fastball to 95. It is 2-2. I mentioned it just a moment ago. Gabe Bierman is back with Beloit this year, but right now, just as a rehabber. The pitch. Got him swinging. Roberts chased on the fastball, and if it was a strike, it was on the edge of the zone. That's the first professional K for Tommy Molsky. And the first out of the seventh. Bierman expected to go just an inning today. So Beloit has stood a lefty up in the first base bullpen. Back to the top of the order in Colby Shade. First pitch is there for strike one. Fastball 94. Molsky's been sitting there easily. 21-year-old is 6'1", 179 pounds. The pitch. Breaking ball, bounced over to short, backhand stop Newton. He gets his balance, throws to first, and retires Shade. Two gone. The Molsky with an opportunity for a bounce back frame, and he's off to a good start in that regard. Looks like Connor Fenlong, another righty, is starting to warm up with Kyle Hayes in the Bandits bullpen. Gage Miller's 0-3 tonight. He takes the first pitch for a strike. A little slider on the low inside corner. Still no games final in the Midwest League. The pitch. Rolled over towards short. To his left, Newton Fields throws to first and ends a 1-2-3 inning for Tommy Molsky. He had his first professional inning in the sixth. This time his first professional zero plus a strikeout of Brett Roberts. To the bottom of seven we go. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Quad Cities back to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. We welcome you back to downtown Davenport and Modern Woodward Park. New pitcher on for the Sky Carp, number 30. It's Justin Storm who takes over for Gabe Bierman. Bierman with one inning of work in his minor league rehab appearance. Spencer Nivens leads off the frame against Storm. Left on left, the pitch. Breaking ball in for strike one. Tommy Molsky with a 1-2-3 top of the seventh to keep Beloit's lead at two. Sky Carp looking to pick up their first win of the week and snap a losing streak. 0-1. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. Not really a losing streak they're trying to snap. They're trying to snap Quad City's win streak. Bandits have won seven in a row. Storm delivers. Fastball, outer half, a called strike two. Justin, 22 years old, from Jackson, Mississippi. Seventh round pick of the Marlins back in 2023 out of the University of Southern Miss. He was teammates with Dustin Dickerson, who was from Laurel and getting the night off. Nivens, 3-for-3 with a couple of doubles and a single atop the lineup. All three of those hits against Thomas White. 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Connor Fenlong continues to warm up in Quad City's bullpen. Throws down the third base side. Oh, there's a look into the broadcast booth. Welcome to the third floor, everybody. It's a wild place. 2-2. Called strike three. Low outside corner. And Nivens down on strikes. So he's retired for the first time tonight. Brings up Blake Mitchell, the Quad Cities catcher. Blake 1-for-3 in the ball game and RBI in the third inning for his first at the high A level. Infield shifted towards right, playing him to pull. Storm kicks and fires. Inside for ball one. He's pitching for the first time at the high A level. Started this season in single-A Jupiter, posting a 1.41 ERA in 10 appearances with the Sky Carp, a 2.70 mark. 1-0. Slider rolled over towards second. Miller's got it. Flipped to first is a little bit offline, but in time, Vredenburg makes the catch, and there are two quickly gone. Storm has pitched against the Bandits a couple of times this year, and really those two outings, his only bad ones. He's given up two earned runs, or rather five earned runs in high A. in three of those against Quad Cities. That was in back-to-back outings on the 15th and the 18th at EBC Supply Stadium. Jack Caglione now the batter, and he whiffs out in front of a off-speed pitch for strike one. Storm gave up three runs, two earned on the 15th, one earned run on the 18th, but then dialed it back in. Finished off the month of August with six straight scoreless frames. 0-1. Wave and a miss. A fastball at 90, and it's 0-2. Get you around the Midwest League scoreboard here shortly. I promised we'd get to that. 0-2 to Cags. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Mentioned the game in Peoria. Chiefs still lead the Captains 8-3 in the seventh. The Cedar Rapids Colonels with a 5-1 lead over Wisconsin. They're going to the bottom of the sixth at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 1-2. Tapper foul off the first base dugout. Over in Fort Wayne, South Bend with a 7-5 lead over the Tin Caps. They're in the top of the seventh inning. Great Lakes is shutting out Dayton at home, 7-0 in the eighth. And in the eighth inning in Grand Rapids, a 7-3 lead. Whitecaps over the Lugnuts. 1-2 to Caglione. Got him swinging. Strike three. Cags chases off the low outside corner. And Justin Storm bookends a perfect seventh with a couple of strikeouts. We're off to the eighth at Modern Woman Park. Bandits still trail 5-3.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Pitcher on the hill for Quad Cities, the right-hander Connor Fenlon. He pitches the top of the eighth and to Ryan Ignafo. First pitch, a called strike one on the breaker. 15th high A appearance for Fenlon this year, his 32nd overall this season, including his time in Columbia. 0-1, high and away, one ball, one strike. Connor taking over for Tommy Molsky, who just put together a two-inning outing during his first appearance as a professional pitcher. 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Final line for Molsky. Two innings, three runs allowed. On three hits, no walks, and a strikeout. 2-1 to Ignafo. Foul just over the netting and off the press box on the right side. It's 2-2. Molsky gave up three runs, including a two-run homer in the sixth, but then rebounded nicely with a perfect seventh inning. Got those first game jitters out of the way and figured things out one inning later. 2-2. Fouled off of, I think, both Blake Mitchell and Shea Graham. home plate umpire had his mask twisted around. And he'll take a moment to reset. Ignafo is 1-for-3 in the 3 spot tonight. A single in the first, a fly out to center in the third. The chopper back to Molsky in the 7th. 2-2 from Fenlon. Breaking ball fouled into the glove of Mitchell this time. It's strike 3. A punchy for Connor Fenlong. The River Bandits' 5th of the ball game on the hill. And a nice start for him as Kemp Alderman steps into the box. Fenlong this year, very solid for QC. 1-1 with a 3.18 ERA. The pitch. Alderman takes up and away. Fenlong with 12 strikeouts in 12 and two-thirds innings entering action. A 1.37 whip and a 2.64 opponent's batting average. 1-0 is grounded to second sharply, but Rodriguez handles it, flips to first, and grabs the second out of the frame. And QC will face Brock Vredenburg with the bases empty and two gone. The best way to face him right now. First baseman is 2-for-2 with the aforementioned homer. A single, a walk, 2 stolen bases, and 2 runs scored. He has been the focal point of the Sky Carp's offensive attack tonight. First pitch. Slider low and inside. Fenlong is 24 years old from Governor, New York. 6'4", 234 pounds. The pitch. Fouled into the netting over by the third base side. It's 1-1. Quad Cities trails 5-3 in the top of the 8th inning. Looking to avoid their first loss since last Tuesday. Time called. Vredenburg will reset. Right-hander continues to throw in the bullpen for Beloit, but it's not Justin Storm. He just pitched a perfect bottom of the 7th. Here's the 1-1. Low, 2 balls and 1 strike. Infield shifted towards right, playing Vredenburg to pull. Home run went over the right field fence. 2-1. Change up, low. And maybe outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Pretty good pitch from Fenlong. 88 on the gun. He comes home again. Slider taken high. Ball 4. Vredenburg's going to reach for the 4th straight plate appearance tonight. So 2 hits, 2 walks. And with 2 outs in the 8th, Mark Coley steps in. Mark is 1-for-3. Laced a double down the left field line in the 6th. First pitch. Fouled out of play. 0-1. Other updates from the Kansas City Royals farm system. The single and double A squads, both with leads. For the Fireflies, it's 7-5. Top of the 9th inning at Segra Park. 0-1. Chopped foul to the left side. 0-2. And for AA Northwest Arkansas, a 4-2 advantage against Springfield. They're in the top of the 7th. Storm Chasers still tied with Memphis at 1 in game 2 of their doubleheader. Bandits down against Beloit. A couple of high A teams. 5-3 in the 8th. 0-2. In the dirt, check swing. He did not go. A quick call from Jonathan Rector on the appeal. Vredenburg has already stolen second base twice in this game. Entered the night with 6 in his first 48 high A contests. 1-2. There he goes. And the pitch hit Coley. Off the batter into Blake Mitchell. No stolen base for Vredenburg, but another base runner for the Sky Carp. That's the 3rd hit batsman for Connor Fenlong here in high A. And the inning will continue on for Tony Bullard. Skycarp looking for some insurance runs. They're up by two. Each time these teams have scored tonight, it's been with a multi-run frame. First pitch. Called strike to Tony, 0-1. Beloit with two runs in the second. Quad Cities with three runs in the third. Skycarp jumped back in front with a three-run sixth. Bullard part of that with a sack fly. Also had an RBI single in the second. 0-1. Called strike. Inner half. A nice little slider from Fenlong. It's 0-2. Really like that pitch from Connor. Now that he's established that edge, he can go to pretty much anything here. The two-striker. Another breaking ball left high and tight. Skycarp entered action 6-59 in their first two games this week. They've got seven hits today, one more than they had in the first two games combined. 1-2, chopper foul to the left side. Ethan Bosacker was the starter for Quad Cities. He went five innings, gave up just two runs. Molsky, three runs in his two innings. Rare bullpen tallies charged to Quad Cities bullpen. Another 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Mitchell. Two balls, two strikes. In their previous seven ball games, Quad Cities relievers had allowed just seven runs in 42 and a third innings. That's a 1.49 ERA. And obviously the starts they've gotten have not been bad either. 2-2. Pulled through the left side, a base hit. Vredenberg gets the green light to the plate. Nadal's throw home and not going to get him. It gets away from Mitchell. And now off first base is Bullard. Fenlong throws it that way. Caglione's tag not in time. Up to third goes Coley. It's an RBI single for Tony Bullard. Skycarp extend the lead to three. And Bullard's driven in three of their six runs. Throw from Nadal got away from Blake Mitchell. Fenlong was there to back it up, but Bullard had taken a wide turn, thinking he could move up to second. And he was nearly backpicked, so to speak, over at first. Now the inning goes on for Jay Beshears, and he takes a breaking ball down the middle. It's 0-1. Tony Bullard, 2-for-2, a walk, a sack fly, three driven in. Beshears hitless. 0-1 is down and away. He nearly had a hit in the sixth. Tried to bloop one into shallow right. And the former Air Force Falcon soared in with a diving catch. 1-1. Fouled back to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. Skycarp have scored four unanswered runs to take this 6-3 lead. All of Quad City's runs in the third inning. They've had just three base runners since then. 1-2. Runner at first goes. It's chopped foul through the third base coach's box. This inning for Fenlong closing in on 30 pitches. He's gone 27-15 for a strike. Picked up the first two outs quickly, then gave up two free passes before the RBI single. 1-2. Chased in the dirt. Strike three. And that's going to end the inning. So Fenlong picks up that second strikeout, but not before Beloit adds to its advantage. 6-3 Skycarp going to the bottom of the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Quad Cities back to the plate, now trailing by three. Trevor Werner will lead off the frame for Quad Cities, be followed by Newton and Omar Hernandez. Werner 0-for-3, RBI and a fielder's choice back in the third. He's facing the newly inserted right-hander, Alex Williams. First pitch, it's a called strike one. Williams taking over for Justin Storm. Storm at perfect inning. A couple of strikeouts to retire the top third of the Bandits lineup in the seventh. 0-1. Called strike, low outside corner, 0-2. Another scoring change to fill you in on. In the sixth inning, it was ruled that Sam Kulasingham reached first base via an error on Gage Miller. That has been changed to a Kulasingham single. So he has extended that hit streak to 10 games. He is 1-for-3. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, called strike, low outside corner. That's well placed. And Werner nabbed looking, one away. So since the Bandits' last hit in the sixth inning, the one-out single from Kulasingham, which he was just changed to, Bandits have struck out four times, crowded out twice. Shervin Newton with the last hit before Kulasingham. 2-for-3 with two singles and an RBI. Swings to the first pitch here. Falls behind 0-1. He was experiencing a little bit of discomfort in his lower chest, upper abdomen, so to speak, during that sixth inning, but eventually wound up with a hit. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. And, of course, he's stayed in the game, so that's good to see. Williams is the fourth pitcher used by Billy Gardner Jr. tonight. He's making his 23rd appearance of the year for the Sky Carp. Out of the stretch is 1-1. Breaking ball, pulled through the right side. Another base hit for Shervin Newton. Three singles for number 11. And he's given the bats some life back here in the eighth. Well, for Williams, he's looking to get back against the Bandits after QC tagged him for a run in an inning and a third back on the 18th of August. Month of August was really good for him, though. Posted a 2.08 ERA. Omar Hernandez, now the batter, first pitch. Breaking ball, taken for strike one. Really, the whole second half of the year for Williams has been good. Got off to a bumpy start, allowed 27 runs in his first 31 innings, but turned it around with a complete 180. 0-1. Chopper to the left side. Bullard cuts it off, goes to second for one, on to first, double play around the horn, 5-4-3. That erases the Newton single, and the Bandits remain down by three going to the ninth. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Reached the ninth inning here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchvoll welcoming you back to the Quad Cities. Sky Carp with a 6-3 lead over the Bandits. They tagged Connor Fenlong for a two-out run in the eighth. Right-hander back for the ninth, ready to face Brett Roberts, Colby Shade, and Gage Miller, three right-handed hitters. Roberts in the ninth spot, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. He swings to the first pitch slider and comes up empty for strike one. The Bandits look to have had something going in the last half inning. Shervin Newton reached base with a one-out single. The pitch. Flared foul over the first base side. Out of play. It's 0-2. But then the next batter, Omar Hernandez, grounded into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. And the Bandits have been held off the scoreboard since that three-run third. The pitch. See ya. Strike three. Roberts down looking. That was a heater down the middle at 93, but Roberts didn't like it. After the RBI double, he's now 0-for-3 with three Ks. And Fenlong starts the ninth the same way he ended the eighth. So back to the top of the order for the fifth time tonight. Colby Shade is 0-for-4. First pitch. Low and away. He has not struck out, but he's not hit the ball particularly hard. He's got a ground ball, two pop-ups, and one F7 in there. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Good slider. One ball, one strike. Quad Cities will continue this series against Beloit with game four of the set tomorrow night. Another 6:30 start. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Frank Mazzucato will get the ball for Brooks Conrad. One of the top 15 prospects in the Royals system will start opposite Jake Brooks. 2-1. High strike, fastball on the upper outside corner. 2-2. Mazzucato, 5-10 with a 3.59 ERA. Likely his last start of the regular season. Jake Brooks making his high A debut. 2-2 to Shade. Slider chopped towards the left side. Newton fields, throws to first, and gets the out. Two gone here in the ninth inning. Now, Werner initially thought about trying to cut that one off, but realized he wasn't going to be able to do so with a routine play, so slammed on the brakes and let the shortstop Newton take charge. Now Gage Miller with two gone. First pitch. Pushed foul. Out of play over the right side. Miller is also 0-for-4. The vast majority of the damage offensively has been committed from the 5, 6, and 7 spots in the order. 0-1. Low and inside. One ball, one strike. There's not been much table setting above them. Shade Shade and Miller a combined 0 for 9 tonight. 1-1. In the dirt, 2 balls, 1 strike. Fenlong now at 40 pitches at an inning and 2/3. It's only eclipsed the 40-pitch mark once, and that happened to be against Beloit back on the 14th. 2-1. Fouled over the right side again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bandits will have the 7, 8, and 9 spots due up in the bottom of the ninth. Presumably against Alex Williams. There's nobody throwing in that first base bullpen. 2-2 from Fenlong. Chopper towards short. Newton ranges up the middle, snags, fires, and ends the inning. That's a very solid end of the night for Connor Fenlong. 3 up, 3 down in the top of the ninth. Bandits bats back to work, trailing by 3 and with 3 outs to work with.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Call for Quad Cities on this Thursday in Davenport. Quad Cities trailing the Beloit Sky Carp 6-3. Bottom of the ninth, led off by Sam Coolisingham. He'll be followed by Davies Nadal and Lisandro Rodriguez. Alex Williams worked around a one-out single in the eighth with a double play. Faced the minimum, picked up a strikeout, and now is back on looking to nail down what would be a six-out save. First pitch. Called strike on the low outside corner. Coolisingham, 1-for-3 with a single back in the sixth. Originally ruled an E4, but changed to a hit. 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled over to the bleachers on the left side. With that single, Coolisingham now with hits in 10 straight games. He's played in 17 for Quad Cities. His average just keeps on moving up. His on-base percentage around 340. Rarely has he been striking out. 0-2. Just low and outside. A good take. For Williams, he is searching for his first save of the season and his first save since 2019 pitching in collegiate summer ball. One, two. Wave and a miss. Got him on the elevated heat.
Next up to the River Bandits, number 4, Davies
Nadal. Fastball at 93. And up comes Davies Nadal. Now, Williams has not even had a save opportunity this year. He's been in the rotation and a bullpen piece for Billy Gardner Jr. Much better when working out of the pen this year. First pitch. Nadal takes a curveball for strike one. out of the eighth spot this evening. Dave East, 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of strikeouts. Third baseman Bullard cheating in on the left side. The pitch. Check swing. Clearly did not go. It's down and in for ball one. 6-3 lead for Beloit, even though the Bandits are out hitting the Sky Carp 11-8. Quad Cities has scattered four hits over the last four innings. 1-1. Up and away. Two balls, one strike. Just one homer in the game. A two-run shot by Vredenburg in the sixth. And so far through the first three contests of the series, that's been the only homer. Bandits have been kind of middle of the pack this year in that category. But they're top five in the league in the second half of the season. 2-1. Outside, three balls, one strike. Lisandro Rodriguez waits on deck. The tying run in the hole. And represented by Spencer Nivens. The pitch. Popped up, foul, out of play. It gets over the screen. And it's 3-2. Nobody's warming in the Skycart bullpen. This is Williams' game to finish. Fourth pitcher used tonight by Billy Gardner Jr. Thomas White went five innings. Bierman and Storm, each with a scoreless frame before Williams took over with a scoreless eighth. Payoff pitch. Called strike three, low inside corner with the fastball. It's a perfect spot for that pitch, and Williams now really in cruise control. So two gone, nobody on. Lisandro Rodriguez, the last hope for the Bandits. Extended his on-base streak to six games with a third-inning single, but 0-for-2 after that. The pitch. Inside, ball one. Rodriguez playing in just his sixth game for Quad Cities. Spent parts of the last three seasons in single-A Columbia. Still just 21 years old. 1-0. Called strike, lower half of the zone. Closing in on 9 o'clock Central Time here in the Quad Cities. Looking at about a 2.5-hour game at this pace. 1-1. Up and in. No, called strike on the fastball. Lisandro was diving out of the way like it was going towards his face. And instead, Williams put it in the zone for strike two. Rodriguez looks a little bit perplexed out there. Takes a timeout. And now back in the box he goes. 1-2. That's inside, barely. Fastball at 93. 13 strikeouts for Quad City's bats tonight. Williams trying to make it 14 and end the game. 2-2, grounded towards short. Easy play for Bashirs. He throws on to first and ends the ball game. Quad City's win streak snapped at 7. Alex Williams picks up his first professional save. And the Sky Carp win this Thursday night matchup 6-3. Stick around for your River Bandits postgame show. We'll give you the final numbers from this one and also give you one more look around the Midwest League and the Kansas City Royals farm system. Quad Cities takes game 1 and 2. Sky Carp take game 3. Your final 6-3.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
final time this evening, we welcome you back to the Quad Cities and Modern Woman Park. Kyle Kirchville with you for the River Bandits postgame show. Beloit takes game three of this series. The Bandits took games one and two, but tonight the Skycarp victorious by a final of 6-3. Here's what the final line score looked like for Beloit. It's 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They go 2 for 6 with men in scoring position and strand 5 on the base paths. For the River Bandits, they out-hit Beloit 11-8, but score just 3 runs. Also, do not commit an error, and most notably, go 4 for 16 with runners in scoring position. The winning pitcher, Beloit's starter, and the top prospect in the Marlins system, the 19-year-old lefty Thomas White, he improves to 5-3, giving up 3 runs in 5 innings on 8 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. The losing pitcher, in his professional debut, the right-hander Tommy Molsky, he falls to 0-1, giving up 3 runs in 2 innings on 3 hits, no walks, and a K. For Beloit, Gabe Bierman and Justin Storm both picked up holds. For Bierman, it's his first of the year with Beloit. He pitches a scoreless 6th inning, working around 2 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Justin Storm with 2 strikeouts in a perfect 7th inning for his second hold. And then in the 8th and 9th, Alex Williams with a 6-out save, 2 scoreless frames, 1 hit, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. The Bandits' bats tonight struck out 13 times, did not walk once, which is very out of the ordinary for them, especially in this last month or so. The Bandits' starter was Ethan Bosacker. He departed in line for the win today. He went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Bandits up 3-2 before the 6th inning. Connor Fenlong gave up a run in 2 innings, pitching the 8th and 9th to close out the game. Final time of the contest, 2 hours, 23 minutes, 2,121 through the gates here in downtown Davenport. The Bandits had a couple of 3-hit efforts, one atop the lineup card. Spencer Nivens, in just his 2nd game as the Bandits' leadoff hitter, goes 3 for 4 with 2 doubles, a single, and 1 of Quad City's 3 runs scored. Shervin Newton with 3 singles and an RBI on a 3rd-inning groundout. Unfortunately, not enough juice for the River Bandits' bats tonight. Let's give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard. A couple more games have gone final, including the contest in Great Lakes, where the Loons complete their shutout against Dayton 7-0 over at Dow Diamond. West Michigan with a 7-3 win over Lansing in Grand Rapids, and they're still playing in Fort Wayne, where the South Bend Cubs lead the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 9-5 at Parkview Field. Peoria won its game against Lake County. That actually just went final. Chiefs 8-3 winners over the Captains at Dozer Park. And in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels lead the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 5-2. The Omaha Storm Chasers are still playing the 2nd game of their doubleheader against Memphis, but the Redbirds have scored 4 unanswered and jumped to a 5-1 lead in the bottom of the 6th. The Redbirds won game 1 3-1. At the AA level, Northwest Arkansas still clinging to its lead against Springfield. Naturals up on the Cardinals 4-3 in the bottom of the 8th. And in Columbia, the Fireflies with a 7-6 win over Charleston. The River Dogs score a run in each of the last 4 innings, but the Fireflies hold on at Segra Park. Game 4 of this series between Quad Cities and Beloit comes your way tomorrow night. Another 6:30 start from downtown Davenport. We'll have your pregame show at 6:20 on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Frank Mazzucato is slated to get the ball for Brooks Conrad, the lefty 5-10 with a 3.59 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Jake Brooks, who makes his high A debut, the 23-year-old from Newport Beach, California. With Quad Cities' loss tonight, they fall to 66-62 overall this year, 36-27 in the second half, and dip to 32-30 here at home with their 7-game win streak coming to an end. For Beloit, they improve to 59-67 in the second half, 29-34, and on the road, 23-38. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchville. Thanking you so much for tuning in. We hope you join us tomorrow for game 4 of this series. Same time, same place on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Of course, if you're in the Quad Cities area and still need to make it out to a game or want to get to just one or two more, well, the next few days are your chance to do so. The Bandits back in action for this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to conclude the regular season. The Bandits then hosting the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for Game 1 of the Midwest League Championship Series on September 10th. Make sure to go to riverbandits.com to get your tickets for the final three games in the regular season and Game 1 of the Midwest League Championship. Until then, I'm Kyle Kirchwell wishing you a wonderful rest of your night, and we'll see you tomorrow right back here from the QC. So long, and good night from Modern Woman Park.